Game one of the World Series raised the possibility that this could be a laugher, a quick coronation for the Boston Red Sox. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals have put that to rest. They won game two last night at Boston's Fenway Park, tying the series at a game apiece. St. Louis had 22-year-old starter Michael Wacha on the mound, a rookie, barely out of college, and now on this big stage. NPR's Mike Pesca says Boston batters could barely touch him.
In baseball, there is a pitching motion called the inverted W, named for the appearance of the pitcher's arm at the wrist and elbow. In linguistics, there is a phenomenon among Bostonians and others of adding an R sound to the ends of words. So idea becomes idear. This is known as the intrusive R. For the first time ever, the intrusive R was used as a tool in a baseball game. That's 38,000 in Fenway Park chanting the name of the Cardinals' starting pitcher. He calls himself Michael Wacha. They chanted, Wacha! Every last Fenway fan, a Wacha Maka. And at the moment you're listening to, with the Sox down 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth, it seemed to work. As David Ortiz crushed a changeup over the Green Monster. Red Sox up 2-1. At a moment like that, you could expect a 22-year-old, no matter how talented, to crumble, to get down on himself or up in his head. Not Wacha. He stayed level and calmly got out of the inning. Afterwards, the rookie gave a critical assessment of what really was a gem of a performance.
Nerves aren't too bad. I mean, just kind of anxious to get out there. I mean, it's the World Series, a big-time game, and just trying to block out the fans and the crowd.
Matching Wacha was Red Sox pitcher John Lackey, who had only allowed a single earned run through six. But the seventh inning was a tough one for the home team. Lackey left two runners on and was relieved by Craig Breslow. Breslow has many fine qualities. He double majored in molecular biophysics and biochemistry at Yale. He was accepted into med school. He founded a pediatric cancer charity. And more to the point of his current endeavors, had the third lowest ERA in the American League among lefties. But resumes don't record outs. The first thing that went wrong for the Sox when Breslow entered the game was that the Cardinals, who were on first and second, advanced to second and third on a double steal. Afterwards, Red Sox manager John Farrell gave them credit.
They timed some things up with Breslow on the mound, whether it was just a read that they had on the number of head looks to keep Cosma in check back there. But in that moment, a timely play on their part.
It sure was, because of what happened next, as Fox's Joe Buck describes.
Cosma tagged. Here's the throw from goal. Now the runner Jay down to third. The throw gets away and the Cardinals will take the lead.
That earned throw that went into the stands, allowing a second Cardinal to score, was also off the arm of Breslow. By the time the inning was over, the game stood at 4-2 Cardinals, which was how it would end. Afterward, Cardinal manager Mike Matheny said the difference between this win and Game 1's 8-1 pounding was that in Game 2, the Cardinals got aggressive.
It was not a tentative team, which we haven't been all year. So it was good to see him turn the page on that, and that aggressiveness was able to generate some runs there when we got guys on base and let guys do what they do best.
The teams now travel to St. Louis. They'll play three in a row there. If neither team sweeps, they'll come back to Boston, where the fans at Fenway will figure out the names to be cursed, derided, or exalted for years and years to come. Mike Pesca, NPR News.